18th of May 2009, Audio Gravity. I've done that wrong. Audio Gravity, 18th of May 2009. First link I want to talk about today is Twilert, TWILERT.com. I guess it's supposed to be Twilert. Don't know. Twilert.com. You found us. Welcome to Twilert. Twilert. Whatever. I can't even pronounce it. Twilert. I don't know. Excuse me. Twilert is a Twitter application that lets you receive regular email updates of tweets containing your brand. Now, I looked at this. It's no different, really, apart from the advanced search API of Twitter. All they've really done is took the API and integrated it and added on the ability for you to get fancy emails, which, you know, for your average person who doesn't know how to do all that stuff, it's fantastic. It's great. I've tested it out and it works like it should. It sends you whatever you suggest that you want them, daily, weekly, monthly. And so I guess if you're a brand on Twitter, using Twitter, talking about your products and starting up conversations with people who actually buy your stuff, then I think it's pretty useful. Check that out. Next link is Twitter Bar. I probably mentioned this before in the past, but I want to mention it again because I really like Christopher's work on this. I like the fact that he rolls out additional services within it as well for you to be able to search other stuff. It's really, really condensed in your... I think it's just the Firefox extension. I'm not really sure. Christopher's a software engineer at Maholo. And Twitter Bar is basically Twitter posting integrating into your URL bar in your browser, so you can type in a tweet, and then at the bottom, is a little green button which allows you to press that, and it posts it straight to Twitter. Really, really lightweight. You don't have to jump around to other applications. I use Tweety quite a lot now, and if I'm spending time looking for conversations that I want to get engaged with, I'll use TweetDeck because it's a lot better for doing groupings. But what I do like about Twitter Bar is that it's integrated OneRiot Social Web Search, which is this real-time, up-and-coming one, a social web search similar to the way that Twitter is becoming a real-time search engine. Next link is a bunch of pictures that a guy has taken for Boston.com, the big picture. And he's took loads of photos. I think a lot of them are actually credited to other people. I think he probably took a couple. But it's Hubble's final servicing mission. And it's just amazing to see some of these photos. There's this crane holding up the shuttle on the second one. And you just think to yourself, surely that's not strong enough. And then as you cycle through it, there's little headings, things I never knew about. For instance, the actual pad that takes the shuttle from one end of the field to the other, if you like, to a place where it launches from. A 3.4 mile trip takes 7.5 hours. It's crazy. 7.5 hours for people to... I can imagine the security cordon for that is absolutely incredible. Watching every minute detail, just in case anything goes wrong. And then you get some really nice zoomed in pictures, and you get some pictures of the equipment. The guy who's put all this together has done a really, really good job. And pictures I've never considered or looked at before. Brilliant. Next link is from The Guardian, guardian.co.uk. I'll put all the links in the show notes as I normally do. Internet data heads for 500 billion gigabytes. World's digital content equivalent to stack of books reaching from Earth to Pluto 10 times. Crazy, crazy amount of data. And if it's anything like what I was reading a couple of years back, we, in 2010, I think it is, or was it 12, I can't remember, we'll be doubling our data requirements every 72 hours. Seems crazy, doesn't it? How do you even think about powering that sort of capacity? We've got some major challenges ahead of us. There's going to be, it's just going to totally drain the power of the world if we don't come up with some really clever solutions for the actual way that we store things. It's quite scary. It's quite scary to live in a world where the stuff you use is helping to contribute to suffocate the planet that you live on. And the last link I wanted to tell people about was IncomeDiary.com, top earning websites. It might shock you a little bit. 30 websites that make a lot of money online. It gives you the annual revenue and the per second. Go and check that out. See you tomorrow. Bye.